I'm getting in the weeds here, man.
We're getting very much so in the weeds of political talk.
You glazed over.
We're leaning. I don't know if we're leaning left or we're leaning right or we're leaning forward or we're leaning back.
We're leaning smart. We're leaning with our frontal lobe. You know what I mean?
That'd be forward.
Well, we're so balanced because our other parts of our brain are there. That we keep it back a little bit. We keep it balanced.
All of our brain is fully developed.
I don't know the... What is it? This other part?
Did you forget any other part of the brain? Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable.
Can you relate? Christ. We're officially recording now.
Three times we had to
fight. Well, you
three
just
times
saw
we just started.
Cinematic magic if you're checking out our YouTube channel, The Relatables Podcast. Guys, we are The Relatables. This is episode 157. I'm your host, Zach.
I'm your host, Dean.
And we'll get right at it. Got a lot going on this week. Got some shows. Got a big show tonight, Rain Dogs.
Before we get into the show, right. I mean, fuck the show, but fuck the show, because if you're listening, then you already know. You need to go to the website, go to therelatables.com, click on that banner in the upper right-hand corner, that Amazon banner, do your shopping. Birthdays are coming up, Valentine's Day is coming up, Black History Month's coming up.
Birthdays are coming up?
They're always coming up.
Yeah.
it's easy plug.
It's a great market. Yeah. Click on that banner. Do all your shopping through that Amazon banner. Costs you no extra money. Gives us a little kickback. Helps out the podcast. Thanks for bringing it up, Dean. Because we need people to do that.
Yeah.
We discussed it before the podcast. I'm starting to get angry. People aren't using the banner. But it's okay.
It's okay. But tonight.
Tonight you will. Tomorrow maybe. But within the next week for sure, right?
Right.
I'm not bullying you. That's against the... Just
get some pencils or something.
But Ally McCoskey tonight, former Kill Tony. I don't know if you listen to Kill Tony as hardcore as the me.
Definitely not. Familiar, know about it, not hardcore.
She was one of the people who would come on. The early on regulars were all women, and she was one of them. Very funny woman. And she, I don't know why I had to say women, but she would come on there every week and do a minute of new material, and it's pretty impressive. And she's a funny person, and I'm excited to see her, and I might geek out tonight. So sorry if I fanboy.
Fanboy.
But yeah, we have at Trash Beats Allen coming over later to rat out with
both
us.
Both of them little fanboys of who they know who. And when I asked, are we going to get a little plug? Are we going to get a little taste, a little Hollywood, a little L.A. podcast? Zach's not going to be used like that.
You asked me to do it. Why didn't you just do it? You do that. You're like, hey, why don't... You're like the Huckleberry Finn of everything. Like, hey, I don't want to paint this fence. Why don't you do it? Or I want this fence to be painted.
Huckleberry Finn!
You're my Huckleberry. For real, dude. You do that shit. Why don't you just go ask her? I'm not going to ask you.
I'm going to.
Our podcast?
No, that's not... That's where... He just loses all the finesse.
Okay.
I ask him to do a task knowing that it takes finesse, and then he just takes all the finesse out of it and says it back to me. You know what I mean? Of course you're not going to do that. But eventually in conversation, as you talk about common interest, as you should, because you like Kill Tony, maybe, hey, I do a podcast too comes up.
She'd be like, okay, cool. Anyways, next point of conversation. Why is this guy talking to me? And then once I walk away, he's like, he was going to ask me to do his podcast. I'm so glad I got out of that. That's exactly how it's going
to
go.
She's going to say that to me and we'd be like, that's crazy. Because I was going to ask you to do the podcast.
Right. You know, sometimes you're not self-aware. Sometimes you are self-aware. Sometimes you're not. That's a bad idea. It's a bad idea, dude. What you got on the docket? You said you had five things.
First things
first.
Let's
see the first thing.
I lost. Your boy goes into this week a loser.
Shit. Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to get it off out of the way, off my chest, just clear the air. I made some bold predictions, blind predictions, if I may say so.
For those who didn't quite listen to the end of last week's podcast, Dean and I laid down a bet on all the four remaining or eight remaining teams, four games. I went 3-1. Dean, what did you go?
I went 0-4.
Yeah, the Ravens kind of fucked me. I almost went, undefeated. But for each loss, we said you have to do a TikTok. You have to make a stupid TikTok video, post it. It can be actually it has to be a skit. We're against dances right now, right? Yeah. We gotta shake it up. So you have to come up with 4 skits, and you have to do a bit that I write for you on stage. Because you lost the overall.
Wait,
we agreed to this. It's all on wax.
I forgot about the overall.
Yeah. I forgot about the overall. Yeah, buddy.
I was ready for the TikToks, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Did a little research for the TikToks. I was ready for those. Forgot about the overall.
Yeah. So, you want to be... I haven't written one for tonight, but I can real quick. If you want. And you have to do it. You can't say, oh, like this is for a bet I lost. Like, you just have to do it and sit in it.
Oh.
Okay. I'm adding more rules as we go.
and you have to and
yeah. So yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, and you have to ask about the podcast, so that's part of it too.
Plug the podcast.
Plug the podcast. I've been doing that. You don't like that.
If they find it, they find it. You know what I mean? If they like me enough, they'll follow me on social media, and then they'll be like, oh,
yeah, but are they going to search Zach Malcolm on social media?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes people follow me, and then I have 3 people follow me in a row, and then I'll see like the website get like triple the views. You know what I mean? Like I'll see like them going through like, oh, like this is the about us. This is the how to support. Triple the views.
Here's a guy. I'll see 3 people follow me, and then we'll get 3,000 of views.
Just gave away our hand right there. See what I did there? But yeah. That was a fucking salesman right there.
He's a wordsmith.
No one else to get it. That's fine.
All right.
What were we just talking about?
No, you're talking about
oh, you losing.
Yeah. That was basically it.
Yeah. Why are you so bad at picking teams?
I don't know. That's why you stopped betting. I was so good at fantasy football. I went like I only lost 1 game through the whole season, and then I fucking lost. But I went 0-4.
Didn't you use to bet on like sports shit a lot? Like
yeah, a little bit.
What made you stop?
Losing.
Yeah, I was gonna.
The only thing that makes you stop gambling is like losing.
The thrill of winning all the time.
Yeah, I hated gambling because I just kept winning and like cashing out on top. Like
it's too easy. You know what I mean?
Like I just knew it was gonna happen. Like that, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe if I had to, I'd gamble one last time for everything.
All in.
I'd go all in on something. Like if I was just like, we're going big, you know.
Or just all in's not a lot. Like when would all in be like a crazy thing? Like your house.
I don't have a house.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like that big of stakes right now.
Yeah, but for me it is.
What's all in for you? What's your net worth? I'll give mine.
What is it?
Chief? Mine's like $400. My car and like a fucking endo board.
Which I know is appreciating. I fucking read it.
It's an original and it's a long board, dude.
What is a, like, all my furniture I own, car, Chief.
You put your pet in there.
That of course count. I would.
Can't be biological.
Yeah, he is now. Where's he going to go? To my parents, my family? Why would he go to my family?
You think Chief's a trading chip? They're like, all right, I would have taken this deal on this fucking leather couch if I would have gotten
that if dog. If I wouldn't know this dog was going to... He's definitely a... Chief's out.
That's
deal
not,
killer.
Yeah.
Everything I got?
Yeah, all in. But what I was going towards, with, I didn't want you to put your net worth out there. What I was going towards with it, like... At one point, is it, like, high stakes? Like, fuck yeah, you do it right now, because what do you have to lose?
No, I would never go all in.
Why not?
Because it's all in, dude.
But the glory. So you're not a gambler.
Maybe. I don't feel like
a gambler. You ever betted money you needed to, like, pay a bill, but you're like, I'm just going to bet it and we'll see?
No.
Okay. All right.
Never.
You're fine, then.
Never.
You're fine. Like, that's betting money you don't have, pretty much.
Right.
That's
what I've never bet to. Money I don't have.
Right.
But I've never like, hit super big before.
Yeah. So you don't have that rush.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten a couple parlays, but it's never been, like, a couple $1,000 or anything.
So I don't think I've ever really bet my own money.
What do you mean your own
money? Like, I went to, like, a convention in Michigan to a casino, and they gave us, like, $40 playing tokens, and I just betted that. I lost it in one roll of fucking, what's the carousel thing? The thing that spins? What is it?
It was.
Yeah.
Roulette.
I put on black, yeah. Red.
Wow. Gambler,
because you can just double your money right away.
All
right,
you get 40. Y'all got 30 minutes. Y'all can go ahead, go wherever you want.
Fuck. Fuck. It was like the first game next to where he gave us the $40 token.
You look at him. Like, come on, dude.
Can I get any extra tokens? Hey, Phyllis didn't show up. Let me get her tokens.
No. Oh shit, that's funny.
Yeah, that's why I don't gamble. If that was my own $40, I would have been so distraught, like, the rest of the day.
I mean,
it's not even that much money. It's just the thought of, like, oh, like, I let someone get me. Like, I let someone trick me or something trick me.
Yeah, but that's $40. The part of, like, having skin in the game. Like, it's different.
For what, though?
For the, it has gravity. Like, when it's nobody, it's like going to the arcade when your parents give you coins and then going to Dave and Buster's when you got to put your own fucking money on that little card.
Yeah. You just play all the games if it's not yours. Like, I'll try this one out. The one that has no line. The one that you get two tickets if you score big.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I just feel like you got skin in the game. Like, it matters more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll eat more free pizza. Oh, yeah, no, you won't. I'll eat a whole pizza by myself.
No, I just don't get gambling. That's my thing. Like, I don't get, like, you never really see a super smart person getting addicted to gambling.
Hmm.
Like with it. If they're playing poker, it's usually not their money they're gambling with. It's like people buy in, like the Texas Hold'em people. Like, they're not using their money to buy into a $20,000 contest. Like, they're getting like bidders or a $500,000 contest. I'm talking out my ass right now.
Zach has no
idea. I know what I'm talking about.
How do you know about poker?
I just said people with gambling addictions are dumb. I don't know.
How do you know about poker stakes? Why is this whole fucking documentary?
I'm going to stop myself from doing that in 2020. Because, like, I would have done that, like, in 2 minutes and then stopped it, and then later on tonight would have, like, been thinking about, I don't know, what was I talking about that?
I don't know the fuck.
I do not get gambling, though, just because of that. Like, I feel tricked.
I don't know. Like, my grandma, or my granny is really into gambling, like slot machine gambling.
She religious?
Nah, not really.
Really?
But super into gambling. I don't really get how, I don't get slot machines for sure. I kind of get gambling.
Those seem definitely rigged, right? They like just, slot machines?
I mean, yeah, they just seem like an algorithm. Like, eventually they're going to hit. But, like, you're not doing much, I feel like.
Yeah, you just have to be at the right place at the right time.
Right. You're like, you're not playing a slot machine. You're just pulling a slot machine.
There's no skill involved.
No.
Huh.
Prove us wrong.
Prove us wrong.
Use your money.
I don't like that. I did. Like, those games you're growing up, like at Dave and Buster's, they do kind of rig you to want to, like, gamble later a little bit. Like, yeah. It felt like I was at Dave and Buster's when I went.
Especially the ones with that give you tokens, you know what I mean? Like, you want to, they make it hard to get it right on, or, like, to get the high score, got to go back for the next one.
Yeah.
Get the extra tokens. They give you overpriced items to win at the end. I mean, those toast don't last. Like, imagine being the cashier at the fucking gift shop at Dave and Buster's. Just selling trash. Selling garbage. It's like worse than a dollar store. Like,
kids are tipping you in fucking paper tickets.
Tipping you in fucking paper towels.
Man.
Sticky hands.
Yeah, I never really got anything cool from Dave and Buster's. It was all like chintzy stuff that it barely made it home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it would just be trash in the car. It'd be a paddle on a ball you get, and you're like, I just played video games for an hour. Like, why do I give a shit about this?
My mind is buzzing. What the
fuck? You'd be crying over, like, the Chinese torture finger trap. Yeah. What happened?
I don't know.
Can you not hear yourself?
No, I heard a little buzz.
Oh. Buzz.
But yeah, so I lost the playoff bets. Expect 4 TikToks from me.
Boom.
Expect 1 TikTok from Zach. And then I'm going to do one of Zach's bits on stage.
You're not going to do one of my bits. I'm going to write you a bit. You can't just have one of my bits on stage. Like, that would be if you won. I would give you one of mine. You can have it forever.
That's a privilege. It's a gift. That's what it is.
I'm writing you one.
I'm writing you trash, and you will say it on stage.
What if I just write something way too personal and we're never friends?
So I'm going to have...
So this is what you want me to say the whole time?
All of it? That's like 4.5 minutes, dude.
And the ER? You want the ER?
I thought it was a bit.
Yeah. That'd be fun. What else you got? What else you got?
Next. Oh, you're not going to like this one, but I love it. The recommendation of this episode is one of the host favorites.
Guys,
anime.
This is a manga series. Red alert.
Red alert.
I'm gonna give Dean 5 minutes. You can skip 5 minutes if you don't want to hear about anime. All right.
Anime recommendation this week is gonna be Fire Force. And since Zach doesn't do the recommendations, and I do the recommendations, we got anime this week.
All right. Fire Force.
Fire Force is fire. Okay. Only one season on Crunchyroll. Some new production company. I don't know enough about them. But sick visuals and sound. I think I showed Zach some fight scenes. He wasn't super afraid of it. He kind of liked it.
Yeah, but you got to get there. There's all the build up. I'll watch Bukkake, but I don't want to watch all the shit before. You know, all the awkward Japanese shit going on before.
I like sticky faces.
That's exactly what anime fight scenes are. Just Bukkake, but you have to go through all the weird.
Yeah, but the fight Japanese scenes make so much more sense when you know what they're fighting for and how they're fighting.
Yeah, honor.
Most of the time. Okay. But the thing is, like, there's different stereotypes. I don't know, like, the same way there's just different stereotypes in Japanese culture. So, like, the same way there's, like, the jock and the cheerleader in, like, American culture, there's, like, the nerd, and, like, the slack off, like, the cool guy, like, the try hard, the suck. Like, there's different caricatures.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a different culture. And I feel like it's way easier.
If you told me you watch anime to learn about Japanese culture...
No. Don't know a lick of Japanese. I've been watching anime for years.
Well, what's the point then? That's pretty much what you just said.
Yeah, but now I know about, like, Japanese culture, not, like, Japanese, like, language culture.
Right.
Right.
That's what I just asked you.
Yeah, well...
And you said you didn't,
so... Yes.
Different?
But no. But...
Huh. Dude, what if you... Let's go to Tokyo, man. Put it on the company tab. The relatables tab. We'll go to some underground.
We're going to the bank.
Anime shit. Bro. I'd watch it there. I'd go there and like be in it. You know what I mean? It's like coming here.
Does he think that Tokyo is anime?
it's anime
to Tokyo
world.
And just think anime.
They're just gray blocks and you have to put on glasses and then everything is just anime world. That's what I imagine Tokyo is.
That's what it is now, right?
Yeah.
It's just a virtual...
Right. Everyone uses Bitcoin, but like the Japanese Bitcoin, you know.
I really hope Japanese Bitcoin is a thing.
Jitcoin. No, it's not. It's not that. All right, let's keep moving on. Air Force is this week's
Zach
recommendation.
Has it's Fire Force.
Fire Force.
Back out.
I was looking right at it too. Air Force.
All right, that was the recommendation. We're in, we're out. We got sticky, we got messy. But
I like the next thing you have pulled up. It's very exciting.
Yes. More excitement. UFC coming up this week. Main card, McGregor versus Donald Cowboy Cerrone. McGregor's comeback, Cerrone's redemption.
You never know what Cerrone you're going to get, you know? Never know.
Very true. But he's got a kid, you know? And that's what they say. You know, the birth of a son, or really center of man.
So is McGregor.
Yeah, but he's got a little shit.
McGregor has a child.
And a sexual assault hovering in the midst.
Just one?
Hmm.
What's the sexual assault thing? I just saw that come out. Is it one of those things where, like, there are rumors? You know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, charges? Is it just like, this bitch is about to come with charges? Or she came with charges? That's what I want to know.
I'm looking.
Well,
up.
You looked up McGregor sex luau. Sex luau. All
right, we're having trouble saying sexual.
It's like you get fucking dyslexia on the podcast. I do it too whenever I'm reading, whenever I'm typing shit.
Type dyslexia. Ooh, he's getting very frustrated when answering questions.
Go up. Look, right now, focus on the belt. Focus on positivity and good. I don't have a good Irish accent. And I will say a prayer for those trying to bring harm to me with these type of things. Yes, of course, I deny them. Of course. Time. Please. Time will reveal all. Time will tell all. That's it.
I mean, when people say time will reveal all, does that just mean like they're fabricating their story? Or like, couldn't you just tell the truth right now?
No, it's like we're going to go through the discovery process. We're going to see what she knows. We're going to see the evidence they have. And then we're going to build our case and our story. That's what it means to me. Yeah. As a prosecutor. I don't know, dude.
As the allegation.
I don't know what I'm saying.
No, but I feel like, just tell the truth now. Like,
well, the more you give away to the public, the more it can be scrutinized later if the other side has facts. You know what I mean? And it's an ongoing legal case, so you can't really say shit. And it's sexual assault. It's dicey, man.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, it's dicey.
God bless all parties involved.
Anyways, Claudia Gadelha.
I'm glad you finished it correctly, but I thought
she's going to be on the fight. I know that name.
Yes.
Pettis, heard that one before, too.
Holly Holm, she's on there.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a good fight.
Holly Pennington. Holm, just she needs some momentum. She was doing so well.
See how it has main event and then co-main event? Why aren't they just main events? Like, we're hosts. Why aren't they just
I don't want to say it's because they're women.
Yeah, it is.
But they're, I mean...
Olenek.
It's like a feature act.
There's an open mic tonight, speaking of feature acts. And there's a headliner coming to the open mic, and she has a feature. You know what I mean?
Ooh, speaking of features, shout out to fucking Brian Ziola. Shout out to your boy. Opening up for Dimitri Martin on his Florida dates this year. Oh. Coming up, I think in like Tampa, Florida, and Jacksonville.
Oh, not just in Jacksonville, Tampa, all over Florida.
Orlando and Jacksonville, I think.
That's dope,
not
dude.
Not sure, but fucking bomb diggity, get tickets, go see him.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking fire. Local. Fire.
Jacksonville comedy. Comedian.
Heater.
He's always at Rain Dogs. Bring check him heat. Out.
Yeah.
For free. And then go see Dimitri Martin and watch him.
And then pay for him.
Boom.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Yeah. It's got to be a good feeling.
Real good feeling.
Right.
Real good feeling. Imagine shooting the shit, you know what I mean? Proving your talents. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Proving your worth. Having some funnies. Sharing some contacts.
Did you ever watch Dimitri Martin?
Yeah. A little bit back in the day.
The big ass notepad. And
yeah. I like the one that I always like remember the most is B batteries. Why don't they have B batteries? It's like because they'd be called B batteries, and you didn't know if you had a speech impediment or if you had B batteries.
He had a show. It was pretty good, but it got slow. Like it was too. One of those people are like, just very like too smart for me. You know what I mean? Like I get it. You're a smart person.
Ooh.
Like, be just be...
Less?
Not be less smart.
I never said be less smart.
But it gets formulaic after a while. You know what
right,
I mean?
You can tell. Not you can tell, but, like, I get the smart angle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we know. Fred Armisen is almost like that, but he's just so naturally funny that he fights it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the drum thing was, like, a little bit like, come on. Like,
a little bit. It was slow in the beginning.
Yeah. Watch that. What is it called? I think we brought it up before
is it
the podcast.
History Drummers or?
Oh, Comedy for Drummers.
Yeah, Comedy for Drummers.
For Drummers Only or something like that. It's fucking amazing.
Really good. talented dude, hilarious dude. Yeah. Shout out to Portlandia. Shout out to Documentary Now. Yeah. Shout out to all the projects he's on.
See how I just drop recommendation? It's so just natural and it flows, and it's like not like, you know, like anime.
And it's like not anime. Notice how I dropped anything but anime, you know what I mean? Just how easy that was.
We talked playoffs earlier. They're who's playing? We got the Packers and 49ers. Hold on. Yeah, it's Packers, 49ers. Niners,
and then Seahawks.
No, it's not Seahawks.
No. It's Packers, Niners.
It's Titans someone.
Trying to think of their team. No, Titans. Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Chiefs. Are we going again?
Oh, we're going again. What are the stakes this time? Is it monies? Is it?
More TikToks.
More TikToks.
But there's a TikTok and an overall. Or do you want to do monies and an overall? Put some TikTok content.
If we're gonna do it, we have to pay it off like tomorrow. We got to pay off the first week tomorrow because we can't add them up. Like, we got to get the TikToks out of the way first.
I got mine set.
All right, I just need one, and then you'll do the bit tomorrow. Are you going to Shantytown tomorrow? We'll do a little plug for Shantytown. Okay. All right, well, fuck it. Anyway, who you got? Packers, 49ers. Don't be wrong.
That's all I was thinking about. Should have been confident thoughts. don't be wrong. What's the other one? Titans, Chiefs.
Why does that one matter for this?
Because I want to get some momentum on that pick.
Pull up your phone.
Actually, you pick first because you won.
No, you just want to see my picks. You want to copy off my paper.
I'm not going to copy.
All right, I got 49ers. So I'll put a Z for 49ers. I got 49ers over Packers. Easy. And then who do you want for Titans Chiefs? We'll do that. We'll split it.
I want.
See who's playing at home. Like, do a little research, homies, man. Though. Just do an AFC championship game. I think Kansas City is at home. So I'd definitely pick Kansas City. But you should pick the Titans.
What you should do, unbiased.
I got 49ers Chiefs.
I'm going to go.
I don't think Tannehill can do it. I think Chiefs have more firepower. I like Henry,
I'll do Chiefs Rodgers then. Chiefs Packers.
All right.
I like Henry too, but I don't know.
Chiefs can score way too many
points. Chiefs got a lot of weapons. Yeah, Chiefs got a lot of weapons. Fuck.
Did you watch that game where they came back? It was like 24 to nothing.
The Chiefs ones? No.
They're all like, the memes were posted like, oh, no, they're fucking Baltimore. And then they came back within the half. It was insane. It was insane to watch. Patrick Mahomes is God. The truth. Hmm. I don't even care about football that much, but it was beautiful. Hmm. I was laid up. We'll talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
I was fucking around. Rolled my ankle running. Thought I was Superman, did a little softball, little adult league softball, and I hurt my neck. And it's a week away from my 28th birthday. That's why I think about it so much. It's just like...
You're going to be one of those people?
My body's telling me to hang him up.
Like, those people are just like...
No, it's telling me I haven't been stretching, I haven't been taking care of what I need to. Because it's not super, like, it's not structural, it's all like... I just turned the wrong way, and, like, I was locked up for, like, a day.
Scary.
And we've all had that. We've woken up like that. We were talking about it before the podcast. Like,
it's like waking up, like, when you fall asleep on your stomach and your head's turned one way, and then you wake up and you just got that, like...
Yeah.
You know?
Like you're an E-winger. What? I don't know. My mom used to have a stupid joke about, like, the special... person wing at her high school, and they're E-wing. She's like, I'm E-winger. Yeah, it's very, very inappropriate to tell children. But yeah, E-winger.
As soon as you started. No, he's not.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. That's the humor. That's...
Yeah.
Humble beginnings.
So I felt pretty stiff. This is the first day I could turn and talk to you. But yeah, it made me just realize, like, you gotta take care of yourself. I'm about to be 28 years old. That's closer to 30, which is closer to 40, which is closest to 50.
Which I'm is getting the old.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you should do that.
No. Tonight. I'm so nervous. What if she sticks around and watches us do comedy?
You know, bro, I mean? that's one thing. I don't know if I've pet peeved about it on fucking podcast before, but the Jacksonville scene is all about the open mic and dip.
Oh, yeah.
The open mic and show.
Yeah.
Which, I get it.
It's not supportive in that way, but you see someone do the same bit three times in a row, and you're like, fuck, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, but I mean, when Brian really gets put on, you're like, all right. That's how it happens. You know what I mean?
When what gets put on? Oh, Brian.
Yeah.
Ciola.
All those sets by down in the dark rooms, you know?
Yeah.
Preaching to the comedians, catching those big spots.
Yeah, I haven't paid my dues enough to be mad at anything, really.
Yeah.
We talk shit about certain things whenever we leave. It's just because, like, frustration and, I don't know, it's a new thing. We're trying to work shit out. Like, am I wrong for thinking this? You know what I mean? Or am I,
No.
Am I in it?
Oh. Are you in it?
Am I? This is the first time I've felt like I'm in something. Since high school.
What was that?
High school, you go to high school and like you right, like, you have friends there and like you have like a little community of people. Like I haven't really had that since then. Like with college, like I didn't really like I had a I tried to do a fraternity, like, but they weren't my group of guys or like my people. I'm not sure if the comedy community is, but it feels more like my people than
right.
I've ever felt like my people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So gay.
Heartfelt, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm going to let it be a heartfelt moment instead of just getting too.
What?
I was going to make a lot of fun of that.
Do it.
I'm going to let it be a good time.
No, let it ride.
No.
Let it ride.
No.
We're in the barbershop.
No.
We're not.
We're not in Supercuts. This isn't Great Clips. This is not what this is.
No, this is first class shaves.
This is warm face towels. And keep your mouth shut while I shave your neck.
This is Dog Bone Entertainment Shave House. It's like the blackest.
T-Bone's Barbecue and Cuts.
Oh, no. What are some more black-owned businesses?
Oh, shit.
Shit, we can't name any more. This is even worse, dog.
Black-owned businesses.
Black-owned business names. That'll be... Dude, what was that thing that I tagged you in? Oh, I forgot the comedian's name, but it was about like being too cool describing your mental illness as a black
ooh,
guy.
Ooh, yeah.
I was just tripping.
Like, that was good.
You went to an insane zone.
Good yeah. bit. We had a couple of good bits when we were watching Kill Tony. One of the good ones was this dude talking about how... Should I talk about that bit? Or is that burning somebody else's shit?
Try not to, but if you can talk about the premise, like, don't give away the punchline.
The premise was just that, like, not to worry about racist cops, but to worry about racist lifeguards.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, yeah. It was a really good fucking joke. Like, I don't know.
We saw a lot of this today. We saw the best of Kill Tony, like, the minutes, so you guys can go and watch that and, like, sift that out. But there were some really good minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people had some heaters, some really good premises in there, just some clever stuff, subtle things.
Yeah. We should stop going into it so we don't give away people's shits.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I guess they burned it on a podcast. It'd be like if we just played the podcast right now.
That's true.
Let's play it right now.
Yeah, so we're gonna burn your shit. Ooh. If you listen.
You know what I do want to play, because I don't think a lot of people, like, we kind of like cross over. I feel like our friends listen to us who don't listen to podcasts as much, and they might not have heard this topic, the Ricky Gervais thing.
What, the Ricky Gervais thing?
You haven't heard the YouTube or the Golden Globes monologue on YouTube?
I don't think so.
All right, I'll play it right now. But it was a fucking great speech. It's like 8 minutes long. I don't know if you want to play it all.
Maybe it can be our outro.
Yeah, we'll put it as the outro. But
play a little clip now.
You play a little clip right now. It's 8 minutes. It's 8 minutes.
What's it? Give us a gist.
Come one, come all.
Fuck you.
Wow.
Fuck wow. you, taco. Well, place.
Don't even give it to
not
him.
Even
don't
even give named. It to him.
Fuck
you. fuck you, biggest taco place in the nation.
You fucking...
Hello and welcome to the 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel here in Los Angeles. I'm Ricky Gervais. Thank you.
Guess we didn't need that.
You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards. So I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did. NBC clearly don't care either. Fifth time. So, I mean, Kevin Hart was fired from the Oscars because of some offensive tweets. Hello.
So it's not like the
Lucky
first minute
me,
and a half.
The Hollywood Foreign Press can barely speak English. And they've no idea what Twitter is. So I got offered this gig by fax. So let's go out with a bang. Let's have a laugh at your expense, shall we? Remember, they're just jokes. We're all going to die soon and there's no sequel. So
should just ride to there.
Yeah, remember that. But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no. Shush. It's a... Well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and...
He said, fuck off.
So...
Well done.
It's already 3 hours long. Right, let's do the first award. The first award. The first award is for best actor in a television series, musical or comedy. To present the award are a couple of actors off the telly. What can I say? Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon.
All right. Ricky
Gervais. Such a rebel.
Said the things that needed to be said.
Yeah.
Said the things people wanted to hear.
Yeah. At first it was like, oh, that's so fucking cool. But then I realized, like, that had to get approved by someone. Like, someone had to approve that at NBC. Like, he didn't just fire off with that. He was reading off something.
Right. He's not talking to anybody in the crowd. He's talking to everybody on TV who's the common folk.
He was talking to people directly in the crowd. He made fun of Tim Cook. You didn't see the whole thing.
No, for sure. But it's on TV. Like, when you're putting on a show, everybody there knows this is for fucking normal people. Like,
right.
We're at the event, but, like, this is being filmed for everyone else.
Okay.
So, like, he's putting on a monologue for everybody else. Is like, yeah, he's lecturing these fucking rich people. But the rich people are like, yeah, we kind of
We'll have
it.
Drinks with you after, Ricky. Yeah. You were so funny earlier.
Yeah.
They're going to eat that up, those pigs.
I was fucking good. I was good. I was kind of nervous. You know,
anyways,
and I felt bad for a second.
Can you donate to my charity? I'll kick it back. Yeah, man, that's fucking... It's cool, though.
Yeah, I feel like it gives him a little, like, yeah, I fucking talked down to him. I did it for Kevin. Like, I don't give a fuck. But then, yeah, somebody had to approve it. So it's like, I don't know.
It's not punk rock. If he would have took his balls out on live television.
Yeah, if they would have, like, not perfectly timed the fuck off and sit down. Like, if he would have, like, really gone off at the mouth.
Yeah.
That's when you would have known. Like, when you save it for the very end and, like, all right.
We'll edit that out. There's a delay.
Right, like, okay, you're going to put it at the end. I get it. Be a rebel. Okay. Like, they probably put it on the monologue. But, like, no, if he would have really popped off the mouth, like, started walking away from the podium and, like, seen a guy come from behind the thing, like, no. And just, like, that's when I know, like, oh, shit. Like,
when you hear music playing, but he's just screaming over it. Because
they
have to fade him out.
Me.
They can't just cut him out. They have to fade him.
Don't tell me to stop talking. We're not cutting a commercial. We're not gonna...
I wrote The Office, motherfucker.
Fuck Steve Carell. As he gets drunk off stage.
What else you got?
I got McGregor. I got the fights. I got the show. I think I'm out.
You're out of here.
Where are you at? Boost Mobile, where you at?
Man, settle down, kid.
Grow up.
I sent the podcast an article I didn't read. We did find out today earlier that KKK.com is a real thing.
Huh.
You can go
when
there.
We say we, it was more of a Zach thing.
Dean Googled it.
Less of a we thing, more of
was it me? The NPR article that I sent to the podcast that I thought you would read. Judge rules male only draft. This is from last year. Why do I give a shit?
What did you do?
Judge rules male only draft violates Constitution. I guess it was like popular again because of all the World War III talk.
Male
That's
only
why.
Draft.
Requiring only men to register for the draft is unconstitutional. A federal judge has ruled. So that we're all registered for the Selective Service, right?
To when? What's the like the range?
Men ages 18 through 25. Oh, we're good. Must register in case the U.S. country country needs
to tell them to like go serve your country. Like that's what I say. That's what I say once I learn the minimum age.
Yeah.
Son, go serve your country.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Would you have though? Would you have dodged? Like if there's a draft.
Would I dodge? No.
And you knew a way out. Would you take it?
Like Cuba? What are you talking about? A new
like
way out?
Vietnam.
Is this the new Hollywood premise?
Vietnam.
If I could have not gone, I think I would have gone.
I would not have gone.
I talked to recruiters when I got back from Tallahassee.
Yeah, but Vietnam wasn't going on, dude.
Yeah, that's even worse. Like, I didn't even have a reason to talk to recruiters. Now kids are all fired up about a war.
They're not going. They're fired up about it to talk about it, to make memes and shit. But
some people get fired up about it.
Yeah.
And you'll get that little spark of people. And
who?
Then those like blind patriots, like my brother. Like I don't know. Like I don't want to talk ill of war folk, but I know there's a spike around wartime.
You have a brother?
No, dude. Just. I'm proud of being American. You know what I mean?
I would have just said I was gay or some shit. You know what I mean? Gotten out of that war real quick.
What if they have a gay test?
What is that test? What would you do?
You gotta sleep with a commanding officer for a week.
What do they just look at you? Gay test. What do you do? Oh, we just look at you. Well, no.
There you go. Wait a second, dude. Straight faking it. There you go.
Wait, can I get a redo? I don't even.
Prove I'm
I wore cologne. I'm sorry, dude. Like I didn't know we were doing this today.
Is there another way?
Just a recruiting officer. He just assumes everyone's gay. Super gay.
Yeah, he's gay.
You didn't fight me. You said you weren't, but you didn't try to fight me. You're gay.
She's gonna get ridiculed by. Oh man! All right.
Oh, dude!
Shout out to our men and women serving this country. Shout out to let's run that back. Shout out to the people. No, shout out to everybody. Shout out to everything serving this country.
Yeah. What about the non-binary serving this country?
Right. Shout out to everything serving this country. As I cry for the Americans, you know, or at least they know they're free.
If something bad happened. Would you do it? It's kind of going back to the Vietnam. Would you sign up for the military? Really?
I mean, yeah, why not? What do I got going here? Tell them some jokes?
Yeah.
Let's go fucking serve our country.
Freedom.
I can tell. Yeah, but I don't know. I've watched too much anime.
What does that mean?
It means I got too much honor.
It's not going to be like anime, bro.
It's not going to be like anime, but it's just like...
It's going to be even more fire.
Bro, the sound effect is going to be fire.
There's no blood in anime either.
No, but just like, I don't know.
You ever seen blood?
Yeah. You've seen blood, sir. No, but I feel like, I don't know, if it came down to our generation having the call, and like, I don't know, I feel like I'd feel some kind of way about not, and then others... doing it.
So we're gonna fight some other dude's war. We're gonna fight billionaires' wars.
I don't know.
Fuck no, dude. I'm not going to fight for
anyone. If anybody else did, and you could still, for the wrong reason, still be free and, like, live how you wanted to, would that not matter? Just because they're fighting for the wrong reasons and you still got to reap all the right benefits.
This is the only way I'm fighting. I'm on my land. I don't have land.
As a non-homeowner.
I'm on our land. And someone's trying to come take our land. But I'm not, I don't think we
so
should.
So you fight on, ooh, you'll fight on American soil.
Yeah. But fighting wars on other
people's
soil.
Think about it like this. As Americans, we've been very smart about avoiding that situation because we understand that's not the move.
Yeah, we're not picking fights with Canada or Mexico.
No, you just don't bring the fight here. That's not how this works. We'll go to you. That's all right. Don't worry about it. We'd show up early, like, don't worry about it. Don't pack your stuff. We're here.
We chop you off at the knees before we get there.
Yeah, you know, my place is dirty. We're gonna do everything at your place.
So what happened is, like, I'm in the middle of a lease.
Yeah, we're moving shit and there's boxes. We're just gonna do everything here. And then
America's always living with their parents. You know what I mean? And they don't want
to bring always
trying
to hook up with the girl
to their parents' house. To hook up.
We're in a lot of hotels. A lot of hotel money in America's budget.
Yeah.
Embassies, camps.
No, but the whole thing with Iran, they fired back is because they had to. Like, this is what I'm hearing. They had to retaliate somehow, but, like, they're not really trying to fuck with us.
But how do you say that to a man of pride? You know what I mean? He's going to die on their sword.
Like, we don't need the military like we used to need either. Like, we have drones and shit. We don't need people to go in there and have boots on the ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so what are we fighting with, then? What are we just doing fucking...
Intelligence.
Robot wars?
We cripple nations with our what we know, with economies, with... politics. That's how we do it. That's real diplomacy.
That's not real.
It is.
That's movies, dude.
That's risk right there. That's the game of risk.
This guy doesn't gamble. He's talking movies.
I'm not talking movies, man. I'm talking real life.
How do you cripple an economy by telling somebody, like, hey, your fucking governor's corrupt?
Exactly. That's not even what I said either. I didn't say your governor. I didn't say anything about anyone being corrupt. But you flood their economy with it. You either put sanctions on them, like we have with Iran, like we have with Russia, like we have with other people. You cripple their economy that way. No one wants to fuck with them when it comes to trade. And you do it politically like the Russians did with us. You know what I mean? That's how we got Trump. A little bit. Not all of it, but a little bit. And that's how you do it. You don't fight wars, man. Wars are so 20th century. I'm getting in the weeds here, man.
We're getting very much so in the weeds of political talk.
You glazed over.
We're leaning. I don't know if we're leaning left or we're leaning right or we're leaning forward or we're leaning back.
We're leaning smart. Mm. We're leaning with our frontal lobe. You know what I mean?
That'd be forward.
Well, we're so balanced because our other parts of our brain are there. That we keep it back a little bit. We keep it balanced.
All of our brain is fully developed.
I don't know what is this? Other parts?
Did you forget any other part of the brain?
The cerebellum?
As soon as you started the sentence.
I don't know.
The other part?
That part of my brain is damaged. So I don't remember it.
The scientific word is other partes.
Yeah. So I guess we can cut it off there.
Yeah, we'll cut at the knees at other parts.
Cut her at the knees. Or episode 157, E-Wingers.
E-Winger. Oh, I don't know if I even feel good saying it.
No? All right.
I could have said it if he didn't tell me.
I shouldn't have.
Now that I know there's code word for discrimination. I thought it was some Star Wars term. You know what I mean? Straight up, I was like, oh, okay, he's talking some Star Wars.
You were thinking Ewokers.
Something.
That was a different thing there.
I was thinking racist. You were thinking classist. Yeah. It was...
I was thinking ableist.
Ableist.
Ableist. Mm. Guys, speaking of ableists.
Women. Other people.
Oh. You thought I was just
everyone.
Naming?
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to leave out the ladies and the everyone else.
People.
Yes.
We are the relatables. This has been episode 157. Guys, while you're on our site, therelatables.com.
He said guys again. He said guys.
People. While you're on our site, therelatables.com, click on our Amazon banner. Bookmark that. Use it as your shopping button. Save it. Do all your shopping through it. It gives us kickbacks. It doesn't cost you any extra money.
Nope.
No extra money.
Nope.
and it helps support the podcast.
Two times.
And it gives us extra money. Please keep liking, sharing, subscribing, and as always, stay relatable.
Space right now. I'ma get it quick. You gon' do the romance. I'm tryna CC, yo, that's what your hoe said. Deep throat ride me like a moped. Stop. Go deep in the pussy like a motor. Like, yeah, we got money, but we don't show that. Double G's, I love when my score count. I'm in a ride, LeBron in a Maybach. These Cartier frames, we don't do the Ray-Bans. Mama don't want me to get offensive. Shit, mama, I'ma probably get offensive. Make you happy, here you go, about A-Rat. You know, your son stay fresher than a Tic Tac. I'ma go and cop the grill like Riff Raff. You know, I'm a big dog, I'm a pit now. That mean all the little bitches wanna lick now. You know, I'm a young nigga getting rich now. Rich.
I'm getting rich. Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch.
She shot, but you miss.
Bah, hit him in the motherfucking lip.
Mess her up. She like a lie. I'm cheating like I got mods. I can't hear what they saying. Cause I got the lawyer pods. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Call my slime. Call my vato. Lights up. Boscos.
Or do you wanna eat me up like some damn motherfucking Roscoe's?
She got a ride in the back. I'ma just give her a stack. Swear on my dick, bitch, I'll smack. How the game we on the map.
Okay.
Diamonds over like a poop.
Splash.
Aiming at you and your crew.
Don't make me act a damn fool. Give me the green, give me blue.